Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Two Bad Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Sean, Karen, what you guys know about the wealth mindset?
Well, let me tell you this, Matt.
I know that I've kind of got one, sort of.
I like that.
What's his name, Lewis?
It's 2021, Sean, Linda. I can make my own wealth mindset. I don't need my handsome, extremely handsome, tall, and successful boyfriend to do it for me.
Well, I'll tell you this, Matt, from young, I don't know what inspired me, what it was, but my lucky number's always been 7.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And exactly.
I feel like there's a double meaning here. I feel like you're going somewhere with this.
On my high school all-star basketball jersey, I was number 7. On my junior A captain of my hockey team, I was number 7. You understand? When I tried out for the baseball team.
Drag on your high my all-star high school team. Go ahead.
Whenever I put on the all-star jerseys, it was like number 7 was thrown my way. You know, and so when I think of the wealth mindset,
that's because by the time that you went to high school, there had only been 6 total players, and you were the 7. They had just invented the sport of basketball.
Well, it was invented in Canada, by the way. That's kind of ironic, but you know, 7's always been good to me, Matt. Like I always do things on 7s. You know,
so how does 7s connect to the wealth mindset, Sean?
Because there are 7 streams of revenue that I believe that if you just instead of focusing on like the widgets or the business that you're trying to do, if you focus on, God, here we go. You guys love my widget. But if you change your mindset and you just focus on trying to tap into all these revenue streams, and if you are able to successfully earn money from all these 7 wealth streams, you will be wealthy. It's another way of looking at how to get rich, they say, or create wealth. It's by, instead of focusing on the job or the occupation, focusing on the revenue stream. You know, I myself, who attacks those 7 streams, it's time we share, guys.
Let's break it down. So to start this off, let me just say this. Budgeting, savings, and having good credit are all very important factors to your overall financial health. However, you cannot budget, boost your credit, and or save your way to wealth. Sorry, it's just not going to happen. It takes money to make money. So think about it. If you have no way of generating income, how will you continue to survive?
Yeah, and Matt, the average person has only 1 to 2 sources of income. Like most people talk about getting rich, 1 or 2 sources of income. That's not really diverse. However, the average millionaire has 7 sources of income. Once again, back to my lucky number. So the only thing that could be stop you from building your way to millionaire status, aka Sean status, is the number of income streams you have coming into your damn pocket.
Karen.
I mean, that's right. I mean, this is a slightly triggering conversation for me, but I love it. The first Stream of revenue on a revenue stream checklist is one that we're all intimately familiar with, which is earned income. And that's the most obvious common way that anybody makes any money is from physical or mental work that you perform with your time in order to get paid, just like that. But please note that even if you have more than one job, you know, a lot of artists have like 17 jobs. It still only counts as one source of income because you only have, you're allocating your time and your energy. You only have so much of those finite resources. So a job, even seven jobs, still counts as one thing, right?
So important what you just said, Karen. Like there's only 24 hours in a day. I tell people all the time. And so many people think about getting paid, getting rich is about creating multiple streams of earned income, but you can only divide your time up in so many ways. Beautifully said.
Thank you. So yeah, that's why other forms of income are so important because you don't want to have to, you know, other forms of income basically help you create more hours in the day.
With earned income, your money's not working for you. You're working for your money. You're literally working for your money. And you want to get to the point where your money's working for you. So that leads me to number two of the seven, which is dividend income. That's where dividend income is when you own shares of a stock or mutual fund, and the company distributes at least a portion of their profits to their shareholders, to you. With a dividend income, you have the option to purchase additional shares or put it into your damn pocket.
Like GameStop.
There's no physical or mental work required for you. You invest your money on the specified date from the company, and you'll be paid a dividend income. You're not working on earning. You're just going to get part of whatever this company's making. You're going to get a share in their profits. That's number two. So if you just have earned income, you need to step up your dividend income game. Matt, you got one for me?
I absolutely do. So our third stream of income is interest income. Income you earn from lending money. When you purchased an annuity, bond, certificate of deposit, which is a CD, and or open interest-bearing checking, savings, or money marketing accounts, you are loaning your money over a certain period of time in exchange for interest payments. Usually, the riskier and or the longer you allow the entity to borrow your money, the higher the interest payment will be. So for example, an 18-month CD will probably pay a higher interest rate than your checking account.
Right, and friend of the show, Cadence Alternative Investment is really good for this.
Absolutely. Nice little plug there for
Cadence. Nice little plug. That one is for free, guys. And that brings us to number four, which is residual income, which is something that artists are pretty intimately familiar with. Residual income is money that you continue to earn on a daily, weekly, and or monthly basis after you create and sell a product just once. So there's certain careers that allow you to earn residuals, such as life insurance agents, medical supply sales representatives, employee benefit sales consultants, et cetera, salesy kinds of things.
Even like Bill Cosby, he's locked up and he's still getting residuals.
You're 100% you know, right. I mean, I know there is...
He's gotten out to residual checks. He's like, you know, I'm locked up in jail, but I'm still getting paid right now.
You're 1,000,000% right. And there's a service that tracks, you know, people who create content, audio content, stuff like that. It tracks how many times it's used out there in the world. And then you get paid residuals on that. So you get a check every couple months or whatever. And sometimes
like music producers get paid just to make sure what you're just saying. Like if you sample or play their music on a show, you know, those guys get major residual checks.
Yeah, that's 100%.
I think that's even similar to what's going on in YouTube, right? You're putting your product out there on YouTube and you're getting these residual checks.
Well, that's kind of my point. You can do it yourself, right? So you don't have to have a recording contract. You can just create content that people like, write a book, create a digital course, develop a program, have a membership or subscription program, record music, make a movie or a short or whatever. You do it once, you sell it, it continues to generate income for you over and over again without you having to do anything else.
Yeah, being involved in those businesses is such a blessing. If you're involved in a business where if you just sell t-shirts, once you sell that t-shirt, you know, you get your money, t-shirt, it's done. But this business, if you're, so like you said, my cousin sells insurance every year when people renew their policy. That you sell the one policy every year they're renewing. You make produce a record every time someone uses it. People, you get that check in the mail. That's residual income is the bomb. So I'm definitely all for that.
So, exactly. So we've talked about four right now, which should be opening your mind. I mean, we mentioned earned income, we mentioned dividend income, interest income, residual income. So if you're all about earned income right now, you should be like, your mind should be blown right now. The next one, number five, capital gains income. Capital gains income is when an asset, investment, or real estate appreciates in value. Your asset becomes worth more than the purchase price. The gain is not realize until after you sell your asset or investments. For example, if you purchase a piece of real estate for $50,000 and after 3 months it sells for $75,000, your capital gains is $25,000. And well, I'll even add to that, like equity. You know, these assets, you may not sell them, but you can tap into them to get money out of them to do and to purchase other things. So capital gains is something that, once again, needs to be part of your arsenal. You can't sit there and it's easy money, just like residual, if you make it work for you.
If you buy some art, as opposed to like buying a car off the lot, depreciating value, like you buy some art.
Art is trending so well that we're even coming out with a show just focusing, talking about art. You know, art, you know, is trending really big time. And I would advise anybody to think about investing in art because you get to enjoy, feel it, and watch it go up in value. So, yeah, we're going to be talking more about that.
There's platforms all over the place for that too. Masterworks is one. There's all kinds of stuff you can do. The only trick is, I think, with art, with investing in art, is that it's harder to sell, right? Because it's not a share. It's not exactly a divisible share. It's part of a thing and it's more abstract. But anyway, we should do a show about that.
Definitely. All right. And our sixth stream of income is rental income. You get rental income when you are paid for allowing others to use your stuff. Most commonly, rental income comes from some sort of real estate, rooms, apartments, houses, or commercial space. But however, you could rent other things such as equipment, liquor licenses. Maybe Karen has that big wardrobe in her big closet. Maybe she might rent out those mink coats or whatever it is she has, that fancy stuff.
Right. I'm choosing to wear this hoodie. I have mink coats that I could be wearing instead. Just want to look humble.
Sean, I know you were big on that rental income. You want to talk about it?
Rental income.
You've gotten wealth from, I mean, that's one of your big streams.
As my favorite rap band group of all time, Tribe Called Quest, would say, just a smidget, a tibbit, a little bit of something, you know what I'm saying? A little five dog for you, Matty Matt. Rental income is great. I mean, you just got to provide, you know, a service, for me, I provide an apartment, I make sure I maintain the units, and I get a monthly payment, you know, that for the most part covers my overhead and then a little something extra for me to do other things with. So I think you should all, and you know, it doesn't have to be even in the form of like, for say, apartments. Like, you know, my son's mother, she opened up a salon, a beauty salon. And then, you know, the game with her was like, you know, you're not in the business of doing hair, you're in the business of real estate, because the chairs that you have in your salon, that they have to pay you weekly to rent those chairs, that's rental income. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to do this project to the point that where the money that you make for actually doing hair for people is money that you, is your money. You don't have to spend it on anything else except yourself. And the rental chairs pay for your business. And thankfully, she has 5 chairs rented, and that's what's happening now with her business.
Karen, why don't you take us to number 7?
All right, guys. So our 7th and final stream of income that will help you to build wealth is profit income. And that means simply buying something low, wholesale, and selling it high, retail. Literally anyone can do this. You don't physically manufacture anything. You don't have to make anything. You're just buying it in bulk at one price and reselling it to others, probably in smaller amounts at another higher price.
Like the kids that sell water on the subway?
Exactly.
Oh, that's a great business. You pay $5 pay $5 for the case. You sell it for $24 when it's done. Like that's a 500% return on your investment. Come 100%. On, that's great.
I mean, have you seen the M&M racket going on in our city?
I know. How many basketball leagues are you in, young man? I was like,
young fellow, can I just buy the M&Ms and not sign anything? Would that be okay? This is a little inside baseball to New York, but it's possible that kids have got going on here.
So we're at the end of the show. So let's recap the 7 streams of income, the 7 sources of income. Our number 1 was earned income. That means you're punching the clock, going to work, your daily job. Number 2, dividend income, when you own shares of stock, mutual funds. Then there's interest income you earn from lending money, an annuity, bond, certificate of deposit. There's number 4, residual income. You sell something one time and you continue to sell it or generate income from it over and over again. Number 5, we have capital gains income, when you own an asset and it appreciates in value. Number 6, rental income, when you get when you allow people to use your stuff, apartment rentals, or renting your expensive clothing like Karen does. And number 7, profit income, the last form of income, which is simply from buying low and selling high. So those were our 7 streams. Sean, any final words on this show?
Yeah, for our listeners that really want to have the wealth mindset and attain wealth, I always say you don't need to recreate the wheel. You need to leverage and learn what other people are doing. And this is what the wealthy are doing. They create, like, from even when you watch like the Shaquille O'Neals, they'll create multiple streams of revenue. and under that fall under these umbrella. So if you change your mindset to really focusing on tapping into these seven streams, and I don't even care if one of them only brings you $1 a month, the other one brings you $20 a month. But if you keep focusing your mind to build these different streams up, you will guarantee, I don't use that word often, I don't use that word lightly, guarantee create a wealth mindset and create wealth for you and generations to come. So focus on how many sources of, if, I don't want to care how many businesses you have, how many different ways you're earning money. Tell us how many streams, how many sources of income do you have and what category do they fall into? And you might be kind of shooken up to see that a lot of them are going to probably fall under earned income. And that's why you may be in this forever running spiral of trying to really build this wealth, but you're really not really focusing and having your mind set in the direction of creating these revenue streams. So that's it.
Yeah. And I would say on that note too, is that, and also under the umbrella of not recreating the wheel, because, you know, whenever I get triggered by these shows, which is all the time every week, I'm thinking they're going, how do I start this from scratch? But actually, that's a really defeating attitude. You're probably already doing something, no matter what you do at your earned income job, that you can actually leverage into something else. You can teach somebody something, make it into a course. We're in a weird pandemic plague. So this is the perfect time to take out your iPhone and shoot something and upload it and earn residual income. You're already doing something, I can almost guarantee, that will earn you additional streams of income. So you definitely got this.
Well, that brings this episode of Two Black Guys with Good Credit to a close. I hope you got something out of these seven streams of income gems we've been giving you. And a wise man once said, if you don't learn how to get paid while you sleep, you will work until you die. So you might want to take heed and get those streams going. I'm Matt Smith, one part of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis. And on that note, I will also say, as a PS, watch out for unstreams, things that suck your revenue right out of you.
Like, suck your time.
Yeah, suck your time. Like I don't know, scratching your butt and playing video games, or a partner that doesn't
contribute.
Or, well, it doesn't earn you any money. Or, you know, maybe it does. Maybe you can set up a Twitch and make money like that. But yeah, certain things are going to jack your time and energy and money. And those are the anti-revenue streams. And sometimes we don't even see them till it's too late. But anyway, I'm Karen. I'm right there with you. I'm also building my streams of revenue. So hit me up and let me know what stage of this you're at. I'm sort of somewhere at the beginning, but getting there, just like you. You can hit me up at Karen Margolis on all the social, KerenMargolis, Karen Kardashian on TikTok, and I'll see you guys next time.
I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I want to shout out a young lady that started following me because I do financial literacy, and then I followed her back, and actually the show was inspired by her post that she had about this, so I said, let's do a show on it. Her name is Lisa Arete Camposiano, I think I got it right. And, you know, she teaches people how to make their money work for them now so they don't have to work for money later. You can check her out on Instagram. Her Instagram channel is Lisa NYC underscore. So thanks, Lisa, for those posts. I do check them out. And yeah, this show was inspired by one of your posts. So I'm Sean Linda, better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Check us out on tbgwgc@gmail.com. And as I say every week, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket, and I'm out. Black guys.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.